I don't believe it. Emphatically not.
I don't see it happening in that way. I'm not a fatalist in that respect.
Well, I think the Earth has been here too long to all of a sudden just get up and just disappear.
I think we'll go on living forever and ever.
Let's talk reincarnation. I was once buried in the carnations, reincarnated as a cold-hearted Asian. Split Korea, built nukes in the North Nation, and stated harsh statements towards the United States and all its patriots. Would you hate me if maybe I was a Nazi in the German Navy, cremated, recreated, and married a Jew lady? What would you do, lady? Would you ban me? Call it insanity if I was Ben Franklin and I once owned a black family. Andy reappeared on money, now the black family want him, but can't stand him or this country. But here's something, what if I was part of the Ku Klux Klan, and now I own the burger stand where I once murdered a man. You ever heard of the man that brought smallpox to the Mayans, became Mayan and ended up dying? I ain't lying. I was with the Japanese when we invaded China, and then became Chinese living in China above a diner. Open your mind up.
You believe in reincarnation in our nation, in the arms of our hatred, recycling all races in all places, generations for all ages, leaving karma written on our faces. Do you believe in reincarnation in our nation, in the arms of our hatred, recycling all races in all places, generations for all ages, leaving karma written on our faces. Do you believe?
I was with Magellan when he invaded the Philippines, and I was living in the Philippines with Millie Jean. What if I went from getting in them jeans to being in them jeans? You know what I mean? Let's flip the screen. What if everything went from good to bad? You went from kings to rags, looking for things to grab. You wasn't there, but you seen the past. In the future, it never lasts. And have you ever asked for anything that you never had? But whatever that, you better have been a good person, cause it could curse you. Come back as a serpent or a lion in some circus. A pit bull and some jerk is your owner, but you can't tell him, cause every time you bark, he starts yelling. What if you came back as a tree and you couldn't talk or see? You just had to be. Or actually, you came back as the bird that sat in the tree. And finally, you get a chance to see all the places that you haven't seen. But do you believe?
Yes, I do. Do you believe in reincarnation in our nation, in the arms of our hatred, recycling all races in all places, generations for all ages, leaving karma written on our faces? Do you believe in reincarnation in our nation, in the arms of our hatred, recycling all races in all places, generations for all ages, leaving karma written on our faces? Do you believe?
I believe this person the Bible calls the Antichrist, this potential world dictator, is alive right now.
The biggest
is probably unaware of his future fatal role in history and destiny of
the end.
He'll be a good man, probably an agnostic humanitarian.
The coming of the Messiah.
Satan will give him great intelligence, which he will use
to
come up with the answers to the big problems that face the Antichrist. The Antichrist will gain control through economic means. There's a prophecy in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, that says he will cause everyone to swear allegiance to him and then receive a number. No one will be able to buy, sell, hold a job without this number. Now stop and think about this for a minute.
Do you believe in reincarnation in our nation, in the arms of our hatred, recycling all races in all places, generations for all ages, leaving karma written on our faces? Do you believe in reincarnation in our nation, in the arms of our hatred, recycling all races in all places, generations for all ages, leaving karma written on our faces? Do you believe?